And as we promised you, we have a guest in our studio. We're honored to have with us Alabama's Vice Commander of the American Legion in the state. And also we have from the DAR local chapter, Deborah Knorr. And good morning to you folks, and thank you for being with us. And we're glad to have David Hartline, Alabama's Vice Commander. Quite an honor to have Alabama's Vice Commander from Cherokee County. And we're going to be talking about the Cherokee County Registry of the Veterans here today. I know that you've talked about that on the news a little bit, and about the lack of registrations on the number of veterans in the book.
That's right. We have an estimate of about 2,200 veterans, more or less, a little bit, in Cherokee County. So I think Deborah and her group that put this book together have about 400 to 600 veterans registered in this first publication. So you see, we got a long ways to go here to come up with enough to get another one.
In order to make sure that all the veterans in their service is recognized for historical purposes.
That's correct. That's our main goal, is to give every veteran in Cherokee County a chance to write down their little blurb of experiences and background, branch of service, things of that nature. And we have a form that they can fill out to help them along filling that out for them.
Okay, that form, where would they need to get it, David?
They can get it at the library, or they can see any of the members of the Daughters of American Revolution in the Berry Springs chapter.
Okay, and Deborah, who do they need to contact there at the DAR?
Most of our forms are at the Cherokee County Library.
Okay.
So Emily is our member who works there,
okay,
and she'd be glad to get that to you.
All right.
And it can be through individuals or their families that can submit this information, and it would include maybe a photo of when they were in service. That would be great. We have a section in our book about just photos, then a section of the information for the military personnel, which can be for anyone who has ever lived in Cherokee County, we want a residence, or if you were born here, we would like to keep that information.
How is this publication being used? Do you know? I know it's for historical purposes. I know it's to register all the veterans that we can in the county. But I didn't know if it was being used at the museum, if it's being used in other publications statewide. David?
Well, it's a good historical piece for the family members themselves.
Okay.
And that would be the main goal, is to have a record of all the veterans in the county. And then, of course, the family members would like to have a register of their loved one.
What if someone has a loved one that has served and they're now deceased and they don't know if they're in the registry or not? Do they need to just go ahead and resubmit the information?
That would be fine, and we have a sample of the book displayed at the library, and they're very reasonably priced at $20. We didn't want to get something that would be hard to reach, mm-hmm, and it does give glimpses into the lives of the people who have served, and a section of their military service, as well as what they did once they got home, if they were a farmer or they owned a store or what they did. So these are just a way to keep up and just go by and read the stories.
Oh, it sounds interesting.
It is.
And fascinating, because so often people, once they complete their military service, so much of their training that they had in military can transcend from the military lives to their private lives, and some people do carry over some of that training into their private lives. Could be business that they learned or something they learned in service other than just about wartime. And of course, so often, so many people that did serve in the war, David, I think you can contribute on this, so many people that contributed, that served on the front lines and battle lines, they wanted to forget so much when they got home.
That's correct. You know, I want some 4 or 5 years and didn't even talk about it. But then writing my first book down, exercised my demons to where I can now talk about it.
Absolutely. Because if the people have not ever served in battle on combat lines, they have no idea what the military personnel goes through. Am I right?
That is correct. but in this register, if you served in any time, it doesn't have to be in wartime, but if you served any time honorably, then well, of course we'd like to have you in this register.
Right. Okay. If you'd like to pick up one of those forms, you can do that. David has a sample of it here. How long are the forms? Two or three pages to get all the information? 2 pages long?
No, sir. They're only one page, and it's on both sides.
Okay.
And the information that they're looking for is name, rank, branch of service, time of service, where they served, and their job, which we call the main occupational skill, married, children, parents, and where do you live now?
Okay. So it's a good thing to have and to honor our military people and their veterans that they serve, because so many people have served, and they need to be recognized for that.
It is a great opportunity to talk to someone and get their story. Like David said, a lot of people weren't talking about it at the time, but now I think they will be love to share their experience, and we'd like to get that recorded. We hope to keep the memory alive through this book and the pages in the Cherokee County Veterans and Military Service. So it's not just what we call veterans. As people say, I may not be a veteran, but if you've ever joined the military, then you are included.
And if they served, that includes all branches of the service, National Guard, Reserves, Army, Air Force, whatever branch of service, Coast Guard and all, right?
That is correct. And we call that, if you're not a combat veteran or served in the time of combat, we call it prior service. And so anyone that served, we'd like to have your information. And the older people, if our younger people that we haven't talked to, if they need assistance in filling out any of this paperwork, just go by the library and get them to assist you. I'm sure they will.
Okay. And, of course, the library is open convenient hours throughout the week. And we want to invite you to go to the Cherokee County Public Library and submit this information. How soon, once the information is submitted in your compilation, before you start another publication?
Well, currently in this first book that we have over 400 stories or people submitted, and then we have some that are included just in pictures, so there's over 600 listed. So in this first book, we have 182 pages. We want enough that it's worth printing.
Well, sure. And, of course, the sooner that all this information is compiled and comes in, if it's at the end of the year. You could, that gives you plenty of time to get people, and I'm not trying to set a deadline, but I'm just saying, for example, whenever you get the information that you need for another publication, then will you add the ones that's in the first one and then or just start brand new?
We'll start brand new. We've got them listed here. We want to have that many more that we can include in the next section. Also, there is a place for you to write your story. So there's some interesting things here that people have come through, some poems, maybe where they were stationed, some funny stories. So it just makes the best memories.
I remember doing an interview with Mr. Billy Godfrey. And, of course, you know, he served in the military and served here as a school teacher after he got out of the military. But he is delightful to talk about or talk with and let him share with you about his military experience. And we thoroughly enjoyed it. Of course, I got his book and read it too. But not everyone writes a book about their military experience and about being away from home. Back in 50, 60 years ago, when people served in the military, it was first time that many of them had been away from home, wasn't it, David?
That's true, very true. I left the cotton fields and went straight into the military, and the first plane I ever rode on, I jumped out of.
Wow.
In airborne school at Fort Benning.
How about that? That was quite an experience, I'm sure.
I still remember it. I remember the dry mouth fear and the sweaty palms and, yeah, the squeaking of the sheet metal. There's no insulation in those planes. And incidentally, while we were talking about that, I'm headed down there this Thursday for the graduation ceremony of the newest paratroopers in the United States military. Friday morning, I'll get the see their graduation and pin the wings on some of the graduates.
How about that? That's quite an honor.
It certainly is. I enjoy that.
I know you do. You're bound to. But you can relate very easily to what those young men and women have gone through and to earn their wings.
I can. And it's amazing the sacrifices that they've been making in airborne school. When I was down there some time back, there was a female standing there, and I noticed she was favoring one leg, 1 foot, standing in formation waiting to get her wings. And so I made a point to talk to her about it and pinned the wings on her, and I asked her about it, and she said she had cracked her ankle, but she didn't want anybody to know it because if you fail one of those jumps, you have to start all over again.
Wow, she didn't. So she just suffered through it and made the best of what she could and turned her wings.
That's right.
How about that? Well, it's different now that you mentioned a female, David, serving in the military than it was probably in your day. You probably didn't have any female serving in the airborne units.
No, we didn't. They started back in the late 80s, and now the only branch of service within the service that they can't serve in is the Airborne Rangers. And now they're talking about taking 40 of these females and put them through school and not lower the standards and see how they come out.
So, to come up to the Ranger standards?
That's right.
Okay. So that's something new, and it's being tried, and we'll see how that comes out.
Right.
But this is so interesting. David, what could you say to veterans out there to get them to share their stories?
I know it's difficult for them to do that in a lot of cases, and they want to just go on about their life and forget about it if they can. But it might not seem as important to you right now or right when you first come out. But after a while, you will begin to think more and more about it and what you did and the pride that you had doing that. So I encourage them, especially the young troopers that's coming back now, if they will get involved now with veteran organizations, they will help them with a lot of things, like VA. And so it's good to socialize and communicate with each other.
Deborah, let me ask you this. How have, I know that many people that have the book from their and read the stories, how have they shared with you about how it's impacted them reading from not only their family stories but other members of the service around the area?
I had one at our church that said she didn't realize that her husband favored his granddad so much until she saw that young military photo. And I said, y'all just, look through here real quick. Well, no, they didn't want to look through it quickly. Each time I wanted to look at it and take their time and go through it. It's just that catching that you know so many of the people.
Well, it's history being written about the people of our county. Is that right?
That's correct. There was not any listing at the time that this was begun, as Doris Pearson and Maureen Sewell wanted something just from Cherokee County so that we could have a remembrance. There are many others that are included from other areas, but not just from Cherokee County, and it will include any from World War I and forward and anything since then.
All right. So, yes, David.
This would make a good tool for the history classes in school. This book would.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to leave out our earlier conflicts and wars in the school teachings and the curriculum. So I think this would be very good for a teaching tool in the school.
Well, as I said at the beginning of our interview, that it's an honor to have you come in and share and take your time. I know as Alabama's Vice Commander of the American Legion that you stay busy serving the veterans, not only of our county, but of our state and all across America. I know you go about your daily activities to help any veteran that you can and their families.
I do. I'm going somewhere every week and sometimes every day. So I'm glad to do that. I asked to do that. I volunteered to serve the veterans of this county and state, and I'm honored to do that. And I encourage them now to come on out, tell their stories. I'll be seeing you at the schools for the Veterans Day ceremonies And don't be surprised if I walk up to you with an application and say, here, fill this out.
Absolutely. I know one thing real quick, David, that before we let you go move on, but tell us about your latest book.
I'm doing two at the same time. That's sort of mind-boggling. I've been working on this Tarzan White story for a long time, and I've pretty much got it down. I just need to organize it and get it in perspective. And I'm doing the sequel to Biddy G. McCoy's Definition of a Hero. I sort of left people hanging in the air when they read the first one. I intended to come back within a couple of years, and I apologize for that. But now I'm getting it back out there.
All right. Well, your books that are already out there, if people want to get them and read them, they can get them how?
They pretty much have to order from me now because, you know, the book distributors only leave them on the shelves a certain period of time, and then they get to be requests from the customer. And so I bought all the rights back from the first book. I have like 5,000 copies in my storage building. So they can get them from me, and I'll either send them to them, mail them to them, or bring them to them, or whatever's more convenient.
Okay. Anything that we've left out that either of you want to touch on?
I would like to say that if you have any newspaper articles or photos that are from some of these conflicts that we would love to include in our next book, also be sure that it's a good copy. Don't send us an original. We want a good copy. There's so many places that you can get things like that available, and we just want to be sure to include all the young men and women, and we want to honor those that have provided defense for our country.
Absolutely, because without them serving, and without the service of our men and women down through the eons of time, we wouldn't enjoy the freedoms that we have. Even though we feel like that our freedoms are quickly being eroded and we're giving them up every day, seems like, but the freedoms that we still have, we wouldn't have if it hadn't been for the service of these people, either during wartime or peacetime. Am I right, David?
That is very correct. And I want to thank you, Jerry, and Mark, and the others here at the radio station for what you're doing for this project.
Well, we're glad to be of service, just like that doesn't compare to your service that you provided back in the days of the Vietnam conflict, or war over there. But we're proud to be associated with it. We're honored to be able to provide this information for our veterans of the county. Anything else that either of you want to touch on?
Well, there are many today that are currently stationed throughout the U.S. and the world.
Absolutely.
That we would love to hear from also.
So it doesn't have to be past. It could be current military. As long as they have military service, we'd love to hear from them. There's more than 2,200 out there. We only have between 400 and 600 listed or pictorial recollection of, and we'd love to have more.
And we'd like to include the active duty personnel that's stationed throughout the world. And a lot of today's active duty, and especially the families, have computers, and they can email them or Facebook them in.
All right. That's wonderful. Thank you so very much for being with us today. We appreciate it. I'm sorry we have to move on, but thank you for your time. And folks, if you would like to get your veterans, military service, their stories, their information in this next publication, all you have to do is stop by the library, pick up a form, and fill it out, get it back to them. And as soon as they have this information collected, they'll start with their next publication. Thank you so very much for being with us. David Hartline, Vice Commander of Alabama's American Legion, and Deborah Knorr with the DAR, Daughters of the American Revolution.